see, we put at least some of the final touches, I didn't say all the final touches, but some of the final touches on the sugya in terms of this very, very long toast that we've been talking about. So basically Tosfos referred us to the really three different sugyas in Shas that all three impact on the institution called the Ger Katan. The fact that there's a notion of somebody under the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah converting to Yadus definitely exists in Halacha. It's an explicit Gemara in Super Sefer Aleph. It is a Gemara, at least in the context of Muberish and Eskaira in Maseches Yevamos. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin is assuming that such a concept exists, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin is discussing if such a person has money and you stole the money and he took a shvua and then he died, the whole story, obviously assuming such a person existed in the first place. So Taisa had a lot of trouble just to understand the logistics. How do we get these Ger Katan? How did this mechanism of Gerus work for Katan? With the obvious dilemma facing us that he's a Labar Das, how the woman's ever to become Jewish without being a Barak, being a Bar Das. So Tosfos at first suggested that maybe two out of these three Geruses we understand. Maybe two out of three sugyas we understand. We understand the sugya in Yevamos about Muberish and Gaira, because we could perhaps circumvent requiring the Gerus Das. If you go down that route of Uba Yerachima, that was one possibility in the Gemara. And then Tosfos says, and that would solve the Sanhedrin problem also, because the Gemara Sanhedrin never really tells you who this Ger Katan is. So it could be that this is also Uberish and Gaira. So that would also be okay. So two out of three Gemaras are okay. Why is Tosfos hemming and hawing about this? Why is Tosfos so concerned to find a case of a classic Ger Katan? Because Tosfos has a certain mindset from 6 weeks ago, that Zechia is Bitam Shlichos, and there's no Shlichos for Katan, there's no Zechia for Katan, nothing works for Katan. You can't do anything, you can't do anything for Katan, Minat Torah is Gornish and Gornish. So therefore, Tosfos had this Yavr in their minds that we cannot create a real case of Ger Katan barring Muberish and Zgair. But now Tosfos has to almost retreat a little bit. Tosfos has to face the Gemara Subas. The Gemara Subas says it. The Gemara says, Amar Abunin Ger Katan Gad Bilin Azal Das Bezdin. So what do you tell him? It doesn't work with a Torah. He's only Jewish with the Rabbanon. So believe it or not, Tosfos Ksubas entertains that possibility. Tosfos is not even Messiah Chesed. Come on, the Jewish with the Raisa. Come on, what's the Jewish with the Raisa? So what's going on? So comes Tosfos with a very innovative way of understanding that Gemara Messiah Ksubas. So back to Sanhedrin, some Chesed and Beis. So comes Tosfos and he says, the Nira, the first one line is Baha'i. It's about 3, 6, 8 lines or so from the bottom. 8 lines from the bottom. Veneeris is Tosfos. This chia de gerus lo domi l'shar zechiyos. The zechiyah that's being done for a ger katan is not analogous to other zechiyos in the Torah. The mashabezin madbil noso inam zochim ba'avuro. This is not like I'm giving a gift to somebody to Reuven on behalf of Shimon. That's Zechiyah. What's happening here? Elohu Zeichem Atzma Uvegufo. Shenasa Ger. V'nichves Tachas Kan V'yashchina. Says Tosfos, guess what? This is not Zohar Ram Shalafanav. This actually has nothing to do with Zohar Ram Shalafanav. This is Zeichem Hager Begufo. Zeichem Atzma. But man, the Baba Murim, you have to go down the parish of Zechiyah, which you run into the brick walls of Chimitam Shalichos. And you run into the problem of there's no Zechiyah for Katan. When do you end up in that dead end? That's when you're talking about classic Zechiyah, when Reuven is doing something on behalf of Shimon. Here, Nasa Hageiros Begufo Shal Katan Zog Tosfos. And therefore, you don't need Zechiyah altogether. So Tosfos, Gevaldik, Meiridik, we solved the world's problem. We have a Ger Katan with their eyes, and we don't have to go on to Zechiyah. Problem is, guilty of overkill. But man, that you have to supply das for somebody. That's, I want to do everything for you. You're in Australia. I want to give a matana to you. You're doing nothing. You're not participating. You have no physical connection with what's going on. So Ploni has to supply das for you. So Ploni cannot supply das for a katan because chibitab shlichus is not going to work for a katan. But says Tosfos, when the zechiyah is being done by the person that he's doing himself, this is not Zechiyah. It's a farce. It's not Zechiyah. This is a Gerus Begufo Shel Katan. So what's the problem, I say? Tosfos is guilty of overkill. Yeah, the problem is the Gemara. What's the problem with the Gemara? Let's take a look at the Gemara Ksubas. Tosfos is about to quote. Sent it on the phones. Ksubas Tafir Aleph from an Aleph. The Gemara says, first line of the Gemara, right after the Mishnah, Amar Avunah Ger Katan, Bilos Odas Beis Din. Says the Gemara, Maikam Ashwan Poshet, Zechusulov 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 Zechusulov
Good morning. The Gemara says it's based on Zohar. But Tais tell you, Hoshi Potter is not based on Zohar. It's way overboard, says Tais. So what's going on? What does Tais mean? So listen to what Tais says. Back in Sanhedrin. Tell us continues. I've had the parach b'ksubis tenina zochin the adam shabafonav umishani, and the Gemara explains what the chiddush is. Mal d'tema obik yicham b'efkei v'nichalei. The Gemara thought that maybe a goy would rather not be Jewish. Well, a wild havamina, maybe it's better not to be Jewish. Are you talking? That was the havamina of the Gemara. It was only havamina. Most of the Muslim. So comes the Gemara and says, "Haynu mishum dimhaisa chavaso lohoyer lebeizdin his matzeya lachnis guf for b'davishesh lochova." Tosha said, Zochel and Shomafon was not the mechanics how this halacha works. You want to know how Ger Katan works? Nothing to do with Zochel and Shomafon. Zero. How does it work? Nasa Ger's Beguva Shokotan. So what is the Gemara to do Zochel? Zochel is not addressing the mechanics of the Gerus. Zochel is addressing a totally different question. Guess what? It's not even a halacha question. It's a sociological question. It's a human question. Why are we taking a little non-Jewish baby and throwing him into the river? What is the goal? What? Mehecha tesi, there's such a thing. You're going to make the person now, he has to keep Shabbos and Kashrus and the Mibrach has got to come to Minyan every day. Like, why? What do you do that then for? I'll tell you why. Because it's geshmak to be a yid, because it's good to be Jewish. And the halacha understands and recognizes that it's a wonderful thing to do good things for people. Haraya, Zachar Shalom Fadim is predicated on the wonderful idea of helping people out. There's a good idea to help people out. I'm helping you out, this Goyish kid, but make him Jewish. Zochel Adam Shalom Afanav. Not that Zochel Adam Shalom Afanav is how it works. Zochel Adam Shalom Afanav is the rationale, is our excuse, so to speak, to get involved in the first place. It's Kemerch of Mizuch and Meir of what I thought the Gemara meant. Everybody read the Gemara Ksubis Yidal before they read the Stoicism. In the wildest dreams, would have thought that's what the Gemara meant. But Tais has got the checkmate. It has to be the way. Lo yitochen any other way? Because you can't have zechiyah, you can't have shlichus, zechiyah mitab shlichus shoy. This is one of the Tais that I always give as the example. This is part of the Adam Baal Marshall. You've probably heard, you know, heard the Adam Baal Marshall thing. Like, hey, okay, I must have said it once in the last 15 years, and sure, we'll have to repeat it again the second time. Okay, the Adam Baal Marshall was originally given by the Rav. The Rav posed the following question. Explain to me, how does the atom bomb work? That's the question. How does it work? So the person sitting in the audience says, so I'll tell you how the atom bomb works. December 7th, 1941, Japan bombed Pearl Harbor. The Americans realized they have to enter into the war. And they put a lot of money into the Manhattan Project. Thousands of scientists. And that's how the atom bomb works. That is the answer to the wrong question. If I would ask you, what prompted America to do the research to figure out how the atom bomb, that would be the correct answer. And it could be, I'm not going to rewrite history, but it's Kenzai, it's possible that there wouldn't have been World War II. I don't know, maybe there wouldn't have been, maybe someone would have bothered doing it at a later point. I don't know the answer to that question. World War II, Pearl Harbor, is not the how. You know how the atom bomb works? Because of the following rules. Equals MC squared, that's the only rule that I know. There are probably a billion other of those rules. But my daughter, as I'm walking in, just asked me, can I help with her chemistry homework? So I emphatically said that the last time I looked at chemistry was approximately 40 years ago, so I'll give it a shot after the shiur, but I wouldn't bank on it, unless I'm lucky that she asked me about how the atom bomb works. I guess more physics than chemistry. So the Rav said, you have to be very, very careful when you answer a question of how something works, not to confuse it, why we got to this point in the first place. He says, very often in halacha, people make the same mistake. The Rav gave this mashal, others gave this mashal. The Mishnah tells us in Masechet Shviyos that Hillel realized that people were not lending money. The end of the year will come up in a few months, towards the end of the year. People were not lending money at the end of the Shnas HaShemitah. That's a terrible thing. It's bad for the economy, it's bad for Chesed. People are violating the Yisra of the Torah, not lending money. So Hillel instituted a principle. The background that the Mishnah is telling us is not how Prozbul works. The economic, sociological, historical facts that Chazal are relating to us are why Hillel got involved with this issue. If everything was good and nobody was holding back from loans, then there's no need to make it the Klonus Prozbul. The Gemara in Gittin, Daf Lamed Vav, asks a totally different question. The Gemara asks, how does Prozbul work? Lamaisa, it's very nice to say there was an economic, sociological need, But authentic Torah Judaism doesn't translate to mean, well, there's a need, therefore we're allowed to do X, Y, and Z. There's a need, therefore, okay, we accept the legitimate need, and we open up a svar, we learn the sugyas, and try to figure out, is there a solution to that need or not? Not every problem has a solution. Not every machla necessarily has a cure. So comes, the halacha tells us, you have to first ask yourself why we got involved in the shah in the first place. And then the more important question is, so how does it work? So the Gemara Kitnav Lamakov discusses. Either it's based on Hefker Bez and Hefker, maybe it's based on Shavuot Bez and Hefker. There are assorted reasons as to why, I'm sorry, as to how Prisma works. So to over here, when the Gemara says that Ger Katan is based on Zachar Shal Bafanov, is that the why we're doing it? Or is that the how are we doing it? So I thought that's the how that we're doing it. And then Zayden says, no, that's the why we're doing it. That's what gives us the rationale to get involved in such a crazy thing, like being a Yoshi kid for Mechatesi, you do such a silly thing. How it works, as Taisus, it's a different direction. That's not super step involved. The how is Nasa Gairus Mukupushal Kot.
How does the mechanism of the Gilu
Yachom? Oh, okay. So once we figure out what the mechanism of the Gairus is, we have to now, we've got to go back to the chemistry lab, and we have a theory now as to how it works. You got to go do an experiment and go see if all the dinim fit in. If all the dinim don't fit in, don't match up to what your theory is, then your theory is wrong. So you have to go back to Ksubas Zafiral, and one of those important pieces of one of those experiments we're going to run is, well, wait a second, the Gemara said you can back out at a later point. How does that work? So you have to test how it worked in the first place, why it's needed to Machal. So we can get there. Hopefully we get there. I don't know if this week or next week we're going to get to that. For Rabbi Yisai, we definitely appreciate why Tysus is doing this. We understand what Tysus is doing. We've learned this for 6 weeks already. We know that Tysus is licked and cupped that Zechiz Bitam Shlichus. But they're coming up with really, really creative solutions to this problem. Very, very fascinating ways of learning the simple pshat in the Gemara Ksubas, which doesn't seem to be that way. Can we learn the Gemara Ksubas differently? So the easiest answer to that question is yes, if we just deny the last 50 lines of Tysus. Simply, if we say Zechiah is Labitam Shlichus, call it a day. We know the Rishon will say that. We spoke with this Rashba back in the Dharm, Labit Vav, that said it a while ago. So they're half the Rishon hold that way. Well, we're not comfortable here. We want to hold Rishon. We want to have a keg and eat it. We want to walk down Tosa's path of Zechiah Bitam Shlichus. We're going to stick to Zechiah Bitam Shlichus. And we want to defend Ger Kotan Midaraisa. And we don't want to go down Tosa's Shlichus. We want to hold on to Zochin. We don't want to say Zochin is just the cultural background, the sociological background. We want Zochin to be the mechanics. How does it work? So we don't want to discard the Tosis theory about Zechiah Bitam Shlichus, but we don't want to go down Tosis' ultimate conclusion either. We're looking for another way. So we Pesach Pesach, another way to learn this again. So Tosis in Maseches Ksubis opens up that door for us. So Tosis in Ksubis. Andaf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph suggests the following. It's the big Tosfos by Bilna Sodas Beis Din. Right before the end of Tosfos, about 6-7 lines up at the bottom, the last one belongs to Afal Gav. The Afal Gav is Chiyah Mitam Shlichus, says that. We didn't forget what we wrote in Sanhedrin. V'yein lo shlichus b'na Torah. Hani mili b'davish yesh bo k'tzas chova. When do we say that a katan doesn't have shlichus / zechiyah? That's something that has a little bit of a detrimental side on it. Could go mahafish chumoso to shema hirosa the poncher b'chidachas. When I go ahead, me'atzmi, and I'm mahafish chuma for you, without asking you, you may not be thrilled. Why? You may not have wanted to give that much. Oh, Sheva Hirotzal Hadith. We may have wanted to give more. So my jumping the gun and being mafish truba on your behalf without asking you was a little bit of a chutzpah. It's a little bit risky because lav dafka, that's what you really wanted. Aval, hachash ez chuz gomer hulo yesh lo shichuz. Says Tosfos, but something which is absolutely crystal clear, no detriment whatsoever, like being Jewish, says Tosfos, that's called the zchus gomer. It's a different level of zchus. And that kind of zchus, even you could do even on the Efrakot, on Midaraisa. That's the pshat in the Sugim Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph. a very, very difficult Tosfos because it comes like a vague question. Is the Chiyuv b'tam shlichos? Is the Chiyuv not b'tam shlichos? How do you walk that tightrope between the different kinds of Chiyuvs? Number two, I don't want to be Motzi Las and Yados at this moment, but the Gemara did have the possibility that being Jewish is not even necessarily a Zchus per se. The Gemara rejected that quickly. But to say that it's elevated to Zchus Gomer, I mean, I could, you know, it's possible, I know we would never say that, it's possible a guy may say, I don't want to get up for Shacharis, you know, tomorrow morning. A guy may possibly say, I'd rather go to the beach on Saturday morning. It's possible. I'm not saying the overall picture of being Jewish is not good, but to call it that it's an absolute Zchus Gomer without any people, any chaybis whatsoever, I mean, that's like a mashkiach and yeshiva talking, but when you're asking the Hamon Am on the street, you're asking the 5-year-old Goyish kid who would rather watch cartoons on Saturday morning than come to oratory youth groups. I don't want to be much allowed to go to the youth groups, but I just remember when I was a kid. I remember that was like one of my biggest yetzers as a kid, where we all knew that the best cartoons were Saturday morning. Everybody knew that. But, you know, you have to be vice and effort shiat. So it's a hard thesis. It's a hard thesis. Hein mitam halacha, mitam to understand the two hagdaras. Hey, mitam psychologically to understand. Is it, are the facts really right? Is that really a correct hashara that being Jewish is a zchus gomer in the realm of zchuyos and zchiyot shlichus? So we're still working, Rabbi said. We're still searching. Again, we could take the easy way out and go down the Rashba's route and pull in there. It's not 18. Everyone's died tonight. And say, hey, zchiyos is not mitam shlichus. The whole thing is not true. And yesh zchiyot lekotam with the rice and call it a day. But if we want to stick to Taisa's guns, it's zchiyos mitam shlichus. We're looking for a piskli pesach, a little bit of an opening, a little bit of a mash, a little bit of a something to explain how can you have zechiyah, zechiyah tam shlichos. So Tosfos in Sanhedrin turned the world upside down and said it's not real zechiyah. The whole sukkah is not zechiyah. The whole thing is a joke. It's not real zechiyah. It's a different halacha lagami. The sukkah says no, it's zechiyah, right? But it's a zechiyah that does lend itself to a katan.
So didn't we have other examples of
katan
getting like gifts, which you said that he's not allowed to accept tam shlichos from tam?
It's not going to be because a gift, we assume Allah, a gift is not a zchus gomer. Because some of us, yechid, not everyone likes to be mishum to having, receiving gifts. Being Jewish is better than a gift. That's what it says. So we're looking, we're searching. So if I say, we've searched through the Rishonim, got to move to the Echvarim now. So I sent later in the afternoon from Kivega, right? Did I make it through?
Yeah.
Bishop Kinega attempts to walk a tightrope with the Nisugya of Zechiyah and Shlichus. So Kinega is on, it's on the second column, on the top Yud Aleph of an Aleph. The Gemara says, Get caught with Bilmoso, Zachnam Shalafanov. Kinega is working with the assumption that Zach means Zach, it doesn't mean what Tazan Zechiyah says. It means the real thing. The Matik Kaimalon ain't Shlichus Lakatan. Why is it that there's no shlichus rekatan? Rav Kivega starts backwards. We've been assuming for sure there's no shlichus rekatan, and the corollary being if the chiyuv tam shlichus does chiyuv rekatan. Why is that exactly? What's the battle? What's the hagdara? Why there's no shlichus rekatan? Why mishum the kolish kaychid the katan? Says Rav Kivega. Not because it's impossible for what you are doing to relate to a katan. Why not? If I'm receiving the gift, like, why shouldn't that work on behalf of the katan? If I'm acting on behalf of the katan, I'm giving the kedushin, I'm giving the matan, I'm giving mafresh chuma. So what is it about a katan that doesn't lend itself to shlichus? Ella, mishum demaisa katan eno klum. Whenever a katan actively tries to do something, the halacha doesn't accept it. Maisa katan is garnished. Va'asiya sa'asa shliach, Leis be mashasha. Shlichus requires a maisa. You know what it requires? A maisa minui. It requires a maisa of an appointment. So when Reuven appoints Shimon to be mafish chuba his behalf, you need a maisa minui hashlichus to be chal, to be teufes. And it's that maisa minui hashlichus that gives klech the shlich to act on behalf of the mishalech. That does work by cotton. Because a maisa cotton klu. Umi yuzak to be kvegan. Zed dafka b'makom t'tzarech daitai, v'asi yasai. Go b'truma. V'med d'var mamurim. that this is true when the halacha requires a maisa. And then he starts going a little bit, trying to explain to why truma is like that. Then he skipped down a couple of lines. The first one about a shaliach. Towards the end of al hecha, the ein tzarich daita shas shaliach, kam the katan yesh shlichus. He says, okay, you can have shlichus for katan. As long as you don't need a maisa minui, you can have shlichus, but there's nothing stopping you from having shlichus for katan. So the chisorn of having shlichus for katan is not a chisorn in the shlichus gufa, it's a chisorn in the minu shlichus. The boy said, zechiyah is b'tam shlichus. 100%. But what does zechiyah not have? Zechiyah is a shlichus, but not a minu shlichus. That is the sugyush. That's what zechiyah is. If you think about it long enough, that's exactly what zechiyah is. Zechiyah, Reuven is acting on behalf of Shim, even though he wasn't appointed. The halacha always requires minui. No, not always. That's the parish, that's the sugya, it's all shown before. When there's a zechus, you don't require a minui shlichus. So it's a shlichus without a minui shlichus. Since the deficiency of Ein Shlichus HaKatan was linked to the chisar and the minui, zechiyah is that one type of shlichus that doesn't require minui. And the main law you can have zechiyah for katan midaraisa, even though zechiyah is b'tam shlichus. That's what Kivega's breakthrough. So, breakthrough from Rav Kivega. And he quotes a lashon Rambam that seems to say that's the reason why Ein Shlichus HaKatan, everything is gedaltik. But now, if you take a look at the next line, he says, this piece is being written by his son, Reb Shlomo Eger, who's saying he has a deed from a Rambam, a shtickle like his father saying, Aval, Omar lefakfek bedvorov, mechotzed the koton. Says Reb Shlomo Eger that he argued with his father. He disagreed. He has the kasha, bomb kasha against his father. What was his kasha? Shlomo Eger asked him, Gemara says, beginning of Masechet Bava Metzia, that there's a sugya of chotzer. Chotzer means, if I put something into your backyard, you're coining it. A person puts a get into his wife's backyard, she's coining it. Gives him a ton into your backyard, you're coining it. Is it partially kidding chotzer? He was a very, very long sasha, the first part of Bava Metzia. How does chotzer work? What are the mechanics of chotzer? Everyone agrees it works. Is chotzer mishum yad? Or is chotzer mishum shlichus? Is chotzer considered to be an extension of your hand? Your hand is lopped off, but he can't scholar to me yadom in b'shushay. So your chotzer is like your yad. Was your chotzer like your shaliach? Was it my nafkamina? Can you remember? My nafkamina? Nafkamina for chotzer, the Gemara says. Does a chotzer have a kibbutz chotzer in him? If you hold that chotzer is b'shum yad, so then there are some times in halacha, chotzer has a yad. I forget, the ketana has a yad. So yesh to chotzer. If chotzer is tam shlichos, ain't shlichos to chotzer. No, what's Rosh Hashanah's kasha?
No
minu. Even if you have chatzos from shlichos, I don't have to walk into my backyard and say, "Mr. Backyard, do me a favor, please. Please be zoich on something for me." That's absurd. The two examples in halach of shlichos without a minu, one is zechiyah, and one is chatzos. Man, they have chatzos from shlichos. So Rosh Hashanah turned and asked his father, "Abba Zoi, that you're right, Tata, you're right, that the whole chisaron is only a chisaron in the minu. So then there shouldn't be a problem by chatzos." And there should be a chatzah for katan, even if katan is tam shlichus. We don't have a record, at least I don't have a record, of the response when Kivega gave to the son. If any, if he backed out, I don't know. I remember the Rav's Levaya, so Rabbi Soloveitchik gave Hespin. Rabbi Soloveitchik started to describe the way Rabbi Soloveitchik and the Rav used to learn together when the Rav was young. So he said, he doesn't think there's been a chavrusa like that since the days of Kivega and Shlomo Eger. That was his mashal. I never saw the Rav and his father. I never saw Shlomo Eger and Kivega. I can't answer that question. Rabbi said, we're still searching. We're still looking. We're looking for that pshat, for that Pesach, of walking that tightrope of zechiyah mitam shlichos and still having zechiyah for a katan. We midar ha'isa. We were hemming and hawing not to go down the Tosfos and Hedron's route to change the rules of the game entirely. We saw the Tosfos of Ksubos we didn't understand. We saw Kivega and Shlomo Eger disagree with his father. We're still looking, still searching. I'll share with you another possibility. It's based on Gemara Masechet Gittin. Run Kitten enough noon days of an hour. The Mishnah. And after the days of Menalef, Yisraelim Shesam Choitza Balavayis Hashmina Ravina Petrumpus Chayav Asa Persim. You have a father passed away, leaves over Yisraelim. The kids are under Bar Mitzvah, so obviously the days that somebody's got to appoint an apotropos, either the father before he died, or the days that somebody's got to appoint someone in charge, and he's the guardian, take care of the kid's property. So besides just watching over the nechassim, buying and selling things, doing things, take care of the financial needs. Someone's got to make sure they're reading kosher. So who's going to make sure that someone's mafresh shum to maish on their behalf? So the Mishnah says, good, the apotropos is doing it. The apotropos chai last the person. So the Mishnah says, the apotropos has the koyach to take off shum to maish on behalf of the ketanim. So yes, the Gemara first line, Raminu, a temple or shufin, a temple or reason, a temple or apotropin. The Braisa says that only you can be mafresh truma on your property, or if you appoint a shaliach. But you can't be mafresh for someone else. You can't be mafresh for, if you're an apotropos, you can't be mafresh if you're the sharecropper. You have to be, it has to belong to you in order to be mafresh. So we ask the Gemara of the Mishnah, how can the Mishnah say that the apotropos is mafresh? The price of the fair apotropos doesn't have to correct me mafresh. Amr Chizda, Lokasha kan lahachal kan lahaniach. Chizda, the difference is as follows. When does an apotropos have to correct to be mafresh? That's if the children are sitting down by dinner table. And there are tomatoes sitting on the table. And if no one's mafresh, they could be eating treifas, they could be eating tevel. So never the apotropos has to be mafresh. But what if they want to run a business, they want to start to supply food for teruva, they're going to go mafresh for stuff they're not eating now, it's not relevant right now, they're selling kash lamaisa. Says Rechizda, then they have no kach to be mafresh. That's the difference between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Nope. Who wants to explain to me this distinction? I don't understand. What are my answer advice? What's the basic fundamental question on this segment? The Gemara says, if it's really pressing, it's very important right now, what can you do? So we'll let the apotropos do it. If not so pressing, we won't let him do it. What's the obvious kasha?
If it works,
does it work or does it not work? The bottom line has been how Torah, does this work or not? Does this game work or not, apotropos? If apotropos works, great. If it doesn't work, terrible. So what does the Gemara mean? It's such an artificial distinction. It makes it sound like, if you really need it, we'll look the other way. If it's not so important, then we're not going to let you do it. If it doesn't work, it does not work. So it comes to Rashba. I was having an annoying way to put the Rashba. It's a long Rashba, so I figured I'll just say it to Rashba. Fair enough, it's getting late. Says the Rashba, two biurim in the Gemara. Two legami merchim bizchim marim biurim in the Gemara. Says the Rashba, one way of learning the Gemara is, la'olam min ha-Torah, it doesn't work. Who owns the fruit, Rebbe? Who owns the tomatoes? The ketanim. Apotropos is not the violent. The ketanim can't appoint shalichas, saying shalichas the kotam. There is no halakhic mechanism for the apotropos to be mafreshim semaishas, the notar. But what? We're in a big, no pun intended on the cucumbers, we're in a pickle now, it wasn't meant as a pun. We have a big problem. I didn't mean that, as I said, about to say it, I realized. We got a big problem. What's the problem? I said the kids are going to eat treif. So Chazal have to come up with some very creative solution to this problem. How are we going to enable the kids to only treif? Anyone think what we can do? How about we enable the apotropos to be mafresh something that he doesn't own? Very simple. Hefker man, we'll give it to him. It's a gift. Who are we? The Beis Din. Hefker, Beis Din, Hefker. We'll be mafkin as cucumbers, be mezakin as cucumbers to the apotropos. Now they belong to him, and he can be mafresh. Kedas chudin, nidir aysa. Shem Shem says, well, hafeshim sim aysa. Everything hunky-dory. So men have Torah, none of this works. But once Chazal, based on the Gav, Hefker, Beis Din, Hefker, instituted it, then of course it works in the Torah. And the emissaries, it could have worked L'Haniach also. So why don't we do L'Haniach? Because there's no great Tzarech. What's the big deed for? We don't like to change the Dini HaTorah unless we have to. We don't like Hefker, Beis Din, Hefker unless it's an absolute dire necessity. It's not so significant. It's all fine. You wait 6 months. So if it's L'Hachal, the kids are about to eat dinner and the food's treif, it's Tevel, Leis Breyer, we have to invoke Hefker, Beis Din, Hefker. But for Ikaron, says the Rashba, without the mechanism of Hefker, Beis Din, Hefker, there is no way to pull off the stunt. You can't do it. It just doesn't work. The Eidei Shlomo, says the Rashba, no. Says the Rashba, La'olam midaraisa, it works all the time. Bein lecho bein laniach. How does it work? What's the mechanism? It's not his fruit. What's the answer? He's an apotropos. An apotropos is like the violin. He is the Baal. He has the, I guess the, he's the power of attorney. He is the attorney. He's everything. He's the guardian. He does everything. So comes the Rashi and says, Midaraisa, and Apotropos says, Gevaldike Kleichus. And where does that come from? Anyone remember back to Kedushin? Second parak? The Gemara says, Minah, and immediately Minayan, the Bezin Shemadim Apotropos, the Assignment. How do you know there's such a parish of Apotropos? So the Gemara there was talking about dividing a property. If the father dies, it leaves behind a bunch of kids, they have to divide up the property. Minayan, the Midaraisa, Apotropos. Who gives the Apotropos the Kleich to make decisions? The kids run the Bar Mitzvah. Well, it says, Nasi Yechon Lamate. The Torah says in the end of Sefer Bamidbar, when they divided the Eretz Yisrael, there were 12 Nesiim, and some of the kids run the Bar Mitzvah. Not everybody at the, was over Bar Mitzvah in the story in the end of Pashas Maasei. So the Torah built in the system of Rabbi Trappas, Mechalik Yerushas, Mechalik in Eretz Yisrael. So it says the Gemara, from here we derive a Din L'Davis, Rabbi Trappas has the right to buy and sell and to buy property, etc. So comes the Rashi and says, that Koyach Mechalik the Chosu, that means that the Apotropos is Vino Kiyar of Island, that's a Din Midaraisa. And that works for Trafor Shabbos and Isis Midaraisa. So why don't we do it L'Haniach also? We could, but you know, we don't want to potentially make a mistake. We don't want to cheat the Yisov manager. So we don't have to, we don't rely on the Din Midaraisa. We'd rather put it out, we'll put it in the bank. Put the stuff in the storehouse. We'll deal with it in 6 months when the kid turns by Mitzvah. But we don't have to, we won't do it. But if and when it's necessary, we're not making Hefka Beis and Hefka, says the Rashi from the Second Eretz. We're invoking a principle with the Raisa of the Apotropos derived from Yerusha's Eretz Yisroch, the Saharetz.
What is the Lashon of
the Tevim of the Apotropos? Oh, so Tevim of the Apotropos is the Lashon mid the Rabbanah as an Asmachta for the case, what is the Haliach? But mid the Raisa, you are a Tevim. The Apotropos is the Tevim. He is you and you are him. You're one and the same. Mid the Raisa, Yad Apotropos can't abide them. It's what a loaded Rashi. Comes the Shach. And you're a day in Siman Shin Hei, makes the following observation. According to the second approach of the Rashba, this idea that Yad HaPetropos Ki Yad HaBailam, decisions that are made by the Apotropos, or as if the Bailam made it, that's a Din Min HaTorah, that has nothing to do with Din Mamonis. Because the Rashba jumped from Din Mamonis, from Chalukas HaYerusha, to Hafash HaShul, Hafash HaShul Tzai Zis Vehetar. It works in the realm of ritual law, in the realm of Yisrael in your day, and not just the Chesh Mishpat. The nature of the din is a din derais, the Apotropos got a bayal machol din yatera. Says the Shach, two conclusions based on that. Conclusion number one, says the Shach, a question we spoke about many, many times. Age-old Shaila, Gedolei HaPoskim, about what do you do if you have a child who requires pidyon haben, and the father's not around to do it. The father's not alive. The father's not Jewish. The father's not interested. He's not from. He's in Australia. He's not here. What happens? What happens next? Big machlokes that place. What happens next? So comes the Shach and says the following. One of the biggest issues that the Acharonim had with what happens next is, how are we going to do it? Based on what mechanism are we going to do pidyon haben? The kid's 31 days old. What are we going to do as a Beis Din on his behalf? How is the community rabbi going to pull this stunt off? Zechia, ain't Zechia Lekotah, not so fast. Says the Shach, forget Zechia. You know what we should do? Get a Beis Din to appoint us as an Apotropos. As an Apotropos, we become Yad HaBailam Midaraisa. And just as we become Yad HaBailam Midaraisa for Chalukas Yerusha, Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, Hafrosh HaShemus HaRaisus, we become Yad HaBailam Midaraisa, and we can affect Pidyon HaBen on behalf of the child. Invoking the parasha of Sugi of Akhtar. That's the Shach connects the dots. He went from Kedusha Dachman Gimel to Gittin Dachman Beis to Yerodeh Simen Shinhei and Uchus Pidjabin. Famous word for the Shach. We put this into practice once in the Y.A. Beis Medrash. If the Mincha, Gareth Hachamina, his cousin, had a baby, whatever the story was, the father, if there was a father, what the father, who the father, the Maisa knows the Pidjabin, this kid. The family was not from the greatest the Shomitar Mitzvahs at the moment. And the other thing, we want to try to help this kid out. So we're going to try to do Pidyon HaBen on behalf of this kid. So I said, the best we can do, let's go down the route of the Shach. Other Acharim say, you don't even need the Shach. You can do it just simple Zechiyah and Shine. And the Gros says, you don't even need Zechiyah. You can do Pirat Rechob. There are different Eitzes. The Shach says, the best way to do it is you make a Beis Din, and then you appoint somebody to go do the Pidyon HaBen as the Apotropos, which is exactly what we did. So we made a bezin after mincha, after the 2:30 mincha, the wine based medrash. Sat down with two other guys, the guys from Kalalim, sat down with them. We're writing principles now, we'll bring our Tars Adar, we'll do our Tapas Chaloms, and we'll Makadash Techaydesh, and whatever else we can do. And we'll also I don't know about the Chalitzas, we're going to do two more, Miyuns, whatever else we can do. And we're also going to do, we're going to appoint officially the cousin who was willing to step up to the plate and go find the Kayin. So we'll do all one shot. We finished it before Kol Seder started. So we got three of us together. We made a basin. We appointed a person to be in Abed Drabas. We told him to take something of a Shavu Kesef of 5 shkolim. We pulled over a guy, still Davish Manet. The guy's finished Manet. They come over, you're the Kayin. I tell him, this guy's giving you 5 shekel, pidya ben on behalf of this kid without a bracha, because it's fake in the dina, whether it really works. And we made a note saying that 13 years from now, we'll do the same thing over again in Yusuf. We'll tell the kid to do it himself. So there's a. And the old, I told the mice about Chassam Soif, right? Chassam Soif's days, they used to write a necklace on the kids and put a little piece of paper that said Sofik Padlin, and then they would do it a second time around when he turned by mitzvah. So that's not going to go over too well now. So that's a fellow put it on his phone. So he put made a note to remind himself in 13 years, minus 30 days, so we should remember to do a second pigeon bed in Sofik. We should all have much of them be well to remember to do a second pigeon bed. It's about 11 and a half years still down the line until the next pigeon bed. But basically, back to the story. So the Shach says, this Gevaldik Yisoy, this Mitzi, the Shach just found. That Apotropos changes the world with the Raisa, not in the Mamnus, and this and that, but also, guess what? We could use this for Geirus also. That's how Gekotan works. Gekotan does not work based on Zechiyah. Zechiyah fails us, because Zechiyah is Mitam Shlichas, Mitam doesn't work. It's based on the parish of the city of Apotropos. That's how it works. And that works with the Raisa. The Beis Din is the Geir, they're him. They are acting on his behalf. They have full power of authority to make decisions on his behalf because there is a chiyah and they based it. It's not a chiyah as a yochid. It's a din from based, a din from apotropos.
So,
yeah, so some of you are probably wondering the same as I've been wondering, but then I'm the only one who's saying, wait, so I understand apotropos for never for this poor kid who doesn't have a father, there's no pitcher of men. The poor kids are trying to eat their cucumber salad. But the goyish kid, so we have the authority to be able to trust him for him. Oh, so I'm going to say a phrase that it's probably going to be a little tongue twister, but I would say, apotropuso ve yisraeluso boink yechad. I think you probably get what I mean without the dictum. That's what the Shach seems to be saying. So everything is hinging on this Rashba given up in days, which is in turn hinging on that Gemara Masechta Kedushin of Membeis, not Membeis in Kedushin. One side of the Rashba. Comes the Ketzos and says, he thinks the entire Dimyon from the Rashba past the Rashba is not correct. The Rashba is 100% right, says the Ketzos. The Shach's not. What's the difference? Says the Ketzos. What is Koach Apotropos? What is that Koach the Torah says? The Apotropos has this magic wand. He's able to do unbelievable things. What exactly did the Torah say? You have to look at the original model very carefully. You can't overstep your bounds what the original model was. The original model was Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. First Bechel was Eretz Yisrael. A fellow is a part of Shevet Naftali. And Shevet Naftali has this Gevaldik Yerusha, beautiful. Yambi Darom Yerusha. Was that them? That was them. No, that was not Naftali. Which one is it? Naftali Svar Atzor Malay, Bechas Hashem, Yambi Darom Yerusha. Okay, good. Naftali has this beautiful Yerusha Gevaldik coming to him. And it's divided up upon between the next, don't challenge me how many people were at the last minion, 40,000 people are about to divide up Chenek Naftali. And Nebuch, a few of them are Yisraimim. So the Torah says, Nasi Yechad Esek Lamad, he's going to represent the Yisraimim. All the Torah told us is that something that anyway belongs to the Yisraimim. Why? The Yisraimim own a shtickle share in this, like the rest of Shevet Naftali. What's the goal of the Nesiyim? To simply be mechalik eshutfis. Kolzman, that it wasn't divided up, ishlefiya, sadehu. So then, you have this moment hashutfin sitting in this tfisabai, this estate, that's not usable. He wants his field, he wants his field, he wants his yam midarm, he wants his yore, he wants every. We have to figure out how to do it. So the Torah says, belavachi, all the property belongs to everybody anyway. The Apotropos is a good divider. Apotropos can take property that exists, that belongs to plenty and almighty, and divide it up. That's the Koach of Apotropos. What's the Rashba talking about? When the Rashba says the Apotropos can be mafresh, true to my sister, what do you say? Zochle Ktzais. You know what Trumas and Ma'isus are? Trumas and Ma'isus are also. You have this fruit that grows in Eretz Yisrael, this produce that grows in Eretz Yisrael. Who is the buyer among this produce? So some of this bialus on this produce is the Yisrael's. He's going to eat it. But some of it's going to go to who? To the Kohen, to the Levi, to the recipients of the Trumas and Ma'isus. That model of Tevel, Zochle Ktzais, is very close, very similar to the model of Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. Al zeh omer harashba, in one answer, not even the first answer, the second answer, al zeh nemar, then Apotropos can be mafresh midiraisa. Because when Apotropos is mafresh midiraisa, what he's doing is mechalik teshutfis. He's dividing up the mon and multiple teshutfis. That's the model of Tevel, Zochle. It's a humongous chiddush. Some of you may remember back in the Ulva Gozel days, we quoted this Ktzos, because Ktzos talks about the possibility, there's a Ktzos talks about the possibility of Tevel being Momen HaShufis. I think what talks about with Yotzi, the Esrei Shal Tevel or not, so Ktzos talks about Momen HaShufis. So that's a very, very Mechudishtik way of looking at produce growing in Israel. And my tree is growing some fruit there in Israel, it's Momen HaShufis, to be determined, to be divided up by the Apotropos. That's what Ktzos says. If that's the Lomdus, and what the Apotropos can do, then the buck stops here and getting in base. It doesn't go anywhere near Pidgin Aben. Pidgin Aben, the five shekel doesn't belong to the Kohen. There's no produce here. You choose which five shekel you want to take out of your pocket. There's not Mamun HaShufis. Pidgin Aben is not Mamun HaShufis. And it makes zero sense to apply this Rashba anywhere near what Rabbi say? Anywhere near Gairus. Gairus is Bechlal out of the parish. So again, you choose. We have now four different possibilities to explain. If you want to hold on for dear life too, Tzchivitam Shlichus, if you choose to do so, please explain to me how this Gairus works with the Raisa. It's got to work with the Raisa. Can't come here, come on. They said it's a Gair, the Rabbanan Taisa says, it's almost like Nitan Ha'amen. So it's a Gair with the Raisa, based on what is the mechanism? Amar Rav Huna, Gair, come here, listen, that's all the Pshir, Zachar, Shulchan, based on what? So Taisa said, Edwin says, it's going to do with Tzchivitam. Zippo to do with Tzchir, none do with Tzchir. So new day, Nasa Geras B'Yosha Kotan, the whole thing is none do with Tzchir. Comes to Isaac Sub says it has everything to do with Tzchir. This Tzchir, which is the Schuz Gomor, that breaks the rules of Tzchir B'Tab Shlifas, and it works for Tzchir. Says Rabbi Kevager, for his son Esther Nakasha, it's Tzchir, it's Tzchir, it's Tzchir, and Tzchir is B'Tab Shlichos. But the only thing that prevents Shlichos for a Kotan is that the Chisar is felt in the Minoi. Zechiyah doesn't require mina, therefore there's no problem. Kashim Chotze. Fourth is the Mahalach of the Shach. It's based on a new sugya, a new parish called Apotropos. Based in Apotropos, a new story of the Gamre. Based on connecting the dots from Kedushim HaBeis, getting the Dutchman Beis, etc. Again, so he says, Taina, that we're not so sure, first of all, the Rashi himself wasn't so sure, and second of all, we're not so sure to make the jump from getting to Gairus in the Pidgin of Ben. Of course, the easiest solution to the entire problem was Zechiyah Islam Mitab Shlichas, and therefore it works in the Torah and things like that. So, by the way, we have five theories now how this Gairus works in the Torah. Works in the Torah! Unless you want to call the sixth theory the possibility it doesn't work in the Torah, it's a Gairus in the Rabbanan, very, very difficult idea. So, Pashto works in the Torah. So, now you have to take your five theories, go to the lab, and test your theory. Judah starts to test the theory. Famous Gemara in Ksuba says, with the three magic words, Higdilu Yecholim Limchos. When the child turns Bar Bas Mitzvah, they have an opportunity to opt out. They can say they're not interested. If they say at the age of 35, it's too late. At the first moment in time, and it's not so posh to measure that because the Chorid has to be right before they start acting Jewish, right after the Bar Mitzvah, so maybe a little bit more uncomfortable Bar Mitzvah celebration, but whatever it is, at some point, that child has the option out. Based on why? Who ever heard of something having an option out? How can you opt out of being Jewish? Yisrael Mumar, that's not an option out. The person retains the Jewish Yisrael. What's going on with Yisrael Mumar? What's me? So if you go down... if you go down any one of the options, that has something to do with chos. If the word Zohar of the Father is in that equation, and you named whatever you think it's playing out, if you think Zohar of the Father is part of the story, then what's the din in the following case? I want to give a batana to Reuben, he's not here, I give Shimon The matas says, Shimon picked it up, and if Reuven comes back next week, and he starts screaming, some matas, I don't want the matas. The matas is bubble, I'm afraid, it was never chal altogether. Zachlan Shomafana means, kol zman, we haven't proven that it's not as chos. If you were subjected to claim, it's not as chos. So he really chal because it's easy to understand. It's a simch to understand. Because kol zman that we don't know, we can assume it'll be as chos. If Chalila, we find out that he's not happy with the returns bar mitzvah, then the game's over. Now again, he can't change the gerus 20 years later, the same way you can't change the matana 20 years. Let's say you come back and you see the matana was given to you, oh great, thank you so much for the matana, then next week you decide I don't want the matana. You could be mafkirin, but you can't just declare it was never chalim afreya. Once you're zeichana, once you're nichleb is chus, so the game's over. So I understand the Gemara Ksuvah's course to just about everybody except according to Atosis that said that it has nothing to do with Zachar at all. So what's going on? So Tosis themselves asked that question. So Tosis at the very bottom of Shabbat Chesed Beis. It's two lines from the bottom. V'yap begav the minim b'ksuv is igdil lichal mimchos. Ha'am rinan dech shegav l'sha'achas lo b'ichu shuv ein lichal mimchos. D'molu milu t'vil shal katna shayis b'gufa. V'yein chaseim ala kabbalas mitzvahs. Mitoch shegav lo b'lomichu ha'inu kabbalah. Tosis just said, what was the mechanism of the geirus according to Tosis and Sanhedrin? Nasa geirus b'gufo shokota. Which parts of the geirus were nasa b'gufo shokota? The mila, the tefila. Kabbalas mitzvahs was nasa b'gufo shokota. So you know what? Kabbalas mitzvahs hasn't happened yet. According to Tosis, it sounds like this kid's not Jewish yet. That's what it sounds like. He's Jewish depending upon kabbalas mitzvahs. The meal of the tefillah we took care of when he was a baby. We're waiting for kabbalas mitzvahs. When is that kabbalas mitzvahs going to happen again? Tosfos says no one can do it on his behalf. Because to have somebody representative for kabbalas mitzvahs, that's a steer to zchimitam shlichos. Doesn't work for katan. There's only one human being on this planet who can be mekabel mitzvahs. And who is that? The person himself. We have to wait for it by mitzvah. Guess what? That's what yigdil chamunchos means. Yigdil chamunchos means when he's moicha, he's saying, tantamount to, I'm not mekabel mitzvahs. I'm mekabel mitzvahs. Go back to being a goy. You were never Jewish in the first place. According to Tosfos, Higdil HaMimchos is not uprooting a Zechiyah. There never was a Zechiyah. Higdil HaMimchos is addressing the third component that was never fulfilled until this point. It's a totally kibbutzical matter of different way of understanding what a Mimchos Mitzvah is. So everyone seems to agree you need it. The Gemara seems to say you need it. Whether the Lumpus is based on unraveling the Zechus Lemafreya, or whether Higdil HaMimchos is a way of saying I'm not signing on to Kibbutz Mitzvahs, you choose. So we have five different biurim between Mishayim and Acharonim just understand Pshat and Ger Katan in light of our sugya. But Tosfos stuck to their guns. We don't really need Ger Katan for the purposes of our sugya. We have Mubarashan's guy. We're good to go with Mubarashan's guy. Tosfos already solved last week's problem. But Tosfos couldn't just stop at this point and say, yeah, there's no Ger Katan in the rice. Do me something. I don't need it here. Yeah, you don't need a Sadhana Samachas. When you get to Ksubis Yidal, if you need it. So Tosfos felt compelled to work on it. So if I say, I think we could, I don't think we have any designers for the cake, we could treat ourselves to see him, go home, take a piece of cake before we go to sleep, try to see him. I think we just finished the Tosis and some Chesed in this. Okay? Hopefully that's your next week. We'll talk about next week.
So it draws the corollary to Matan Torah. So taking the logic that it's Hanan in the Dora Midbar when they reach Marmidbar.
That's right. That's what Tosis would say. So they have to say that that's the issue. Right. They need a second. Right.
So until the kid is Bar Mitzvah, he's a Suffolk guy.
So it's a very, very strange thing. According to all the others shown him, he's presumed that he's going to have a chassam sefer. He says, how can you let this kid walk around the house touching the wine?
Yeah.
Chassam sefer says, come on, give him a good chinach. 99% chance he's going to buy it in the end. So you can assume he's Jewish, but if he doesn't, if he says, but he turns godless, he's out. You know, there have been cases recorded, people up to them. According to Tosfos, he's not Jewish from afraid. It sounds, according to Tosfos, that he only becomes Jewish from Kalal Haba from the point of Bar Mitzvah. That's what it sounds like, according to Tosfos.
Yeah.
Until he was Bar Mitzvah, it wasn't too much for nafkamina. I mean, touching the wine, whatever. We didn't need him too much to do it.
Is it different than the requirement of bringing a karma that we say is suspended until...
Oh, okay. Oh, very good. So actually, there's a Shibu Kubetzis, that in Subas, that asked the Kashmi Yidach Isa. The Shibu Kubetzis is assuming that, hey, where's the Kabbalah Bar Mitzvah? By the Ger Katan? And doesn't say like Tosfos, not like the Tosfos head. The Shubhaz was going with the other Rishonim that are saying that the Geirus is done at the Katnus. Zechiyah, the Trevler. So, where's the Kabbalah's HaMitzvahs exactly? So what happened to Kabbalah Mitzvah? So Pashup Shad is the Beis Din does the Kabbalah Mitzvah's behalf. The same way they have the Zakatim, the Milan there, that so Shigwet says no. Shigwet says a Lashon that, well, you can't have Kabbalah Mitzvahs. It's impossible to have it. Kids under Bar Mitzvah. When you, what you can't have doesn't ruin the Geirus. That's reminiscent of shtickle of the Korban story. Mm. That's a big chiddush, because the Korban Gemara increases about, well, b'zman hazeh, that means nobody can bring a Korban today. The Pasuk says, the Dor HaSeichem means Geirus, the show must go on in all generations. So if you're going to say that a Korban is ba'akeh, b'zman hazeh, you're going to unravel the possibility of a Geirus. And that's lo yitachin. The Torah says, the Dor HaSeichem, that trumps everything. Here, when I say you can't have Geirus in Bergenfield and Tavshin Pei, you're just saying you can't bring a guy katana. So it's a big, big jump that she was learning of tremendous chiddush in that drasha with the Dor HaSeichem. The drasha is, what you can't do is okay.